This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we endeavor to read through the Bible in the next 2 years, we will sometimes come to a section which you might want to skip because it's merely a list of names or events without much human interest. Genesis chapter 5 is one of them. But I found something significant in this list of individuals and their offspring. Enoch, the father of Methuselah, walked with God for 300 years and was miraculously taken by God. Methuselah was the father of Lamech, and Lamech was the father of Noah. Noah also walked with God, according to Genesis 6:9. When God planned to judge the human race because of their great sinfulness, he instructed Noah to build an ark. For 120 years, while working on the ark, he preached righteousness, according to 2 Peter 2:5. When he was 600 years old, the flood came. He and his family, along with select animals, were saved. Methuselah was 187 years old when Lamech was born. Add 182 years for how old Lamech was when Noah was born. Then add 600 years of Noah's life before the flood came, and you have a total of 969 years. That's how old Methuselah was when he died. His father Enoch walked with God for 300 years. His grandson Noah walked with God, and while building the ark, preached righteousness for 120 years. Could it be that in spite of all these godly influences, Methuselah rejected the truth and died in the flood? If God gave you godly parents, children, or grandchildren, don't turn a deaf ear to their witness. Don't harden your heart against the truth. Humble yourself and believe, and you'll be blessed as Noah and Enoch were.